In 2021, the Indianola football team had a standout season, winning 9 games, hosting a playoff game, and being just one game short of the Unidome after being matched up with eventual state champion Lewis Central in the quarterfinals. One thing that came out of their standout season was not only plenty of highlights week in and week out, but some players attracted the attention of the University of Iowa.
3rd and 10, trips wide receivers to the right. Now Erickson goes in motion from right to left. Now it's doubles on each side. Blake drops back to pass. It's Kolarik on the screen. He's got a ton of room up across the 45 to the 50. Breaks the tackle. He's out in the open field. He's got two blockers in front to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. One-on-one to the
touchdown.
Corner. Touchdown, Cale Kolarik. And the Indians score on a 3rd and 10 on a screen play and take a 6-0 lead. Dropping back to pass. They do just kind of a backdoor catch to Erickson. He finds room across the middle to the 10 to the 5, and okay. This one's in. They waste no time. A Carter Erickson 18-yard touchdown, and now it's 20-13 Indianola.
Indians athletes Cale Kolarik and Carter Erickson, both 3-year starters for the Indians, had the opportunity to be walk-ons to the Iowa Hawkeye football program starting this year. Indianola's first athletes to join the program since Keegan Render, who graduated from Indianola in 2013.
I looked at the sophomore, I was like, there's no way I would have been here in this at Iowa. But I knew, like, and I kept going, kept working. I was like, okay, I can go somewhere with this. And after my senior year, I was like, all right, this is a legitimate chance I can come to Iowa and play here and just come here and live my dream out. It was kind of always, like, in there as one of the dreams, but I think the real dream, like, honestly may have been track, because that's probably one of my loves I loved all through high school. I had a great relationship with our track coach, Coach Oliver. Not that I have great list of amount of coaches, like Coach Lallman, Coach Kluber, or my baseball coaches, but just the relationship I had with Coach Oliver is kind of a different one. But he really encouraged me, pushed me to be great in the track.
You know, when I started off, I had a vision of actually playing baseball, but I think as time went on, I think with Indianola football and just like kind of like the community we have built, I wanted to continue playing football, and I think that's kind of what brought me to come to Iowa.
I knew that there was the potential for those guys to play at that high a level, and fortunately for them, they were both very gifted, physically, and then did a tremendous job for us on the field, which both of those guys, especially Cale from a younger age, really was noticed by Iowa, and they do just a great job of making connections with in-state kids at a younger age and bringing them on like walk-ons as Cale and Carter are, and giving them an opportunity to develop in their program and hopefully get an opportunity to play down the road.
Both Carter and Cale credited the buildup of the Indianola team culture over the past several years, one that stresses hard work and attention to detail, and it gave them an edge and a chance to go to the next level.
I think the big thing is the football team culture. We had, my 3 years, we had such great teams, and our coaches made us, we knew we had to embrace it. We wanted to be great. That last senior year, we had a great team. We were super close, great group of seniors we were such a tight-knit group, and like we knew if we wanted to do something special, which we came real close to doing, we had to be a tight-knit group.
I think it was really just a lot of guys bought in, especially in my class, we all bought in and really had a goal in mind from the guys above me. They set a standard. And I think every year we just kind of got a little bit better, and we understood that, we can come together and do this if we all buy in. So I think that was important. I think that's something we were able to do.
The important thing about growing a culture is that it has to be lasting. It has to be passed down to the next level. Current athletes Bennett Brick and Matt Edgington say that they have learned a ton from watching not only Cale and Carter, but a ton of other athletes over the last several years, and it is paying off now on the football field.
It gave us a ton of confidence, especially with postseason play. Like, got a lot of experience, a lot of juniors this year, or last year's juniors going into this year. A ton of seniors have experience, and we can let the juniors know how it goes. I mean, yeah, it tells you like what level you got to be at to make it to that level, and just how good they were, and just they set the tone for us this year. So
we had a lot of strong leaders last year, and it really
that really impacted our season this year. But Drew Kingery is really taking a step up and really being one of those guys this year, I feel like. I feel like our leadership has been, over the past years, has been Kale and Carter, and they've done a really good job. And it's kind of hard to go into a new season with all those leaders leaving after they've been here for so long. But I feel like Drew's really stepped up, and a few other guys have stepped up and really helped our leadership go through the weeks.
The work doesn't just happen on the field, however. It is behind the scenes that makes athletes separate themselves from others. It's the importance of not just their play, but the leadership and lessons they bring to the current and future teams.
For the guys that are around on a consistent basis, they were able to recognize and they see that. And that just really trickles down. Like, they understand that guys just can't walk in and that they're ready to go. It takes a lot of hard work in the weight room, you know, on the turf, whether it's speed and agility, in the classroom, and then, you know, trying to hone their skills as far as whatever position they're playing.
No, all that stuff. They're just great leaders. They could get the locker room moving, get the sideline moving at all times, and just they played both sides of the ball as well, and that just – they always brought energy. They never stood still. So,
Really sitting behind Kale, as his leadership really showed me a lot. It really helped me. He helped me a lot with like little stuff at the running back position. And he showed me that he just really taught me a bunch of stuff, and it was really nice. And now I can see that he can go achieve greatness, and I really hope that I can too.
Another important thing in building the program culture is that it can't be done alone. Either by player, former players, or coach, it is collaborative.
You know, they really set you up. They expect a lot out of you. They expect the best out of you. Give your effort. Do the little things right. I will always want you to be doing the right thing. They want you to be a good person. But you got to be a good athlete. You have to be able to do everything right they ask you to. You don't make the same mistake twice. That's all things that ain't all expected out of you too.
What these coaches teach, not only just like football intelligence, but just being a better person and preparing you for life is what I think they're really good at, and that's definitely what's lifted me above others, even as I transitioned to play football at Iowa. So for sure, yeah, the coaches, that they'll lift you as a person, and they've always cared, and that's what their main priority is throughout the whole journey. So
yeah, I feel like I'm set up to see it. I mean, the coaches here just they'll teach their coach you, just like D1 coaches. I feel like they'll tell you how it is and don't really care how you feel about it. So,
you know, it's been a long time since I've been through a college program, but I think that our coaching staff does an excellent job of preparing those guys for that jump. And a lot of those guys worked with Coach Lohman. Coach Lohman has done a nice job developing them, and I think our program as a whole really instills the hard work, the commitment, the dedication, and I think that's kind of the Iowa stamp as well. That, you know, hey, we're going to come in, we don't have all the 4- and 5-star athletes, we're going to develop these guys, we're going to bring in-state kids to walk on and develop and allow them to become something here. So I think, you know, a few of those things go hand in hand.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and the Indianola to the University of Iowa Pipeline Connection, I'm Andrew Swadner.